When did y'all start? When did y'all get together?
Joywave started in 2010, but Paul and I have been playing together since like 2002, Joey 2004, Sean like 2006. So we all like went to high school together and
oh, y'all got way back.
Yeah, like way, yeah. way.
That's cool. So when did y'all's latest album, well, the latest thing is y'all's track with Big Data. Like, that's huge. That's everywhere. Did y'all know, like, that was going to be such a big hit when y'all recorded it? Did y'all expect that when you're in the studio?
No. So, like, Big Data is a project that me and Alan, who is now Big Data, like, started together, like, 3 years ago.
Okay.
So it was just the two of us for a while, and I would go to Brooklyn. I think we spent a total of, like, 8 days on the whole project, and we did an EP together, which is now not on the internet, but I think if you, like, Google it, you can find it. It was, like, called 1.0. There was 4 tracks on it that we did together. Dangerous was one of those, and SiriusXM just started playing it, and then K-Rock in L.A. started playing it. And it was really weird because, I mean, we made it in 1 day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's kind of how the best stuff happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah, like, what's weird, I mean, we've been a band for, like, so long. It's crazy to work on something so quickly and then have it, like, do so well when you've spent all your time working on something else, you know?
Well, y'all's song Tongues, I mean, it got a really good response.
Yeah,
that
song's okay.
Yeah,
that song's not bad.
Yeah.
That got an awesome response from a lot of people. I totally
agree. Especially from us right now.
Yeah. All still stoked on that one.
So tell me, like, what's in the future? What are y'all wanting to do?
We are flying to the United Kingdom of England tomorrow. We're going out with Brandon Flowers next week in the UK and Europe. We'll be out with him for like 10 days or so. Then we fly back and we do some more dates with Bleachers, who we've been out with, and some more dates with the Kooks, who we've been out with. And then we do a massive headline arena tour in the fall.
Oh, yeah. I like the Bleachers a lot. We spend the Bleachers a good bit. They're going to be a fun room. So I can see y'all totally being with that.
Headlining, yeah.
What, y'all been to Europe before, though, haven't y'all? Didn't y'all go a couple months back?
Yeah.
Did y'all like touring over there?
Yeah, it was awesome. We went out with our friends in this band called Kate Boy from Sweden, and it's really, really awesome. I think Berlin was actually our favorite. It was crazy. Like, every single person spoke English. The cab driver spoke English perfectly. I mean, it was wild, but it was unlike anything.
Convenient for ignorant foreigners.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who like tour over in Europe and stuff, and like their favorite thing is you get the like the double decker tour buses or whatever. They're like, that's like the best part about touring. That's what they always talk about.
Is that what they get?
Yeah, they get.
Yo, we're on the wrong tour.
Yeah, that's not fair.
They get the double decker tour buses. It's like you can put 12 people and there's so much room. Your bunks are huge. I saw some pictures of them. I'm like, I'm trying to go to Europe, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all will be there soon. Y'all can get that bus.
Yeah,
we'll probably have
a tour bus like tomorrow.
Yeah.
So how many albums have you guys put out now?
We have 2 mixtapes. We have an EP full-length hybrid that was like 7 songs in 2012. And we have How Do You Feel Now that came out like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's y'all's new thing. And that's kind of what y'all are touring and promoting right now. So how long did y'all work on that album?
I think it took a year. We were doing some touring in between, but I think Sean and I were living in our studio in Rochester for like a year, sleeping on air mattresses, and everyone kind of came by and laid down their parts and just working on it at home.
Yeah, recording is definitely a different art form. That's why I'm like always interested like in interviews to talk to people, because I'm always so curious like when you're recording it.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
That you're recording, awesome. You're more of like a recording. You'd rather do that.
Yeah, we did the whole record by ourselves. Yeah. And then we had like 2 people mix it for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in recording, a lot of knobs, and like to know all that and produce the music. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's fun.
I get a little scared when I walk into recording studios every now and again. I'm like, I do a little sound on the side, but I'm like, it's just so much stuff. I just have so much respect for people who do that.
It's exciting. Cause like, I mean, there's really no wrong way to do it. I mean, and if it's kind of fun if you don't know how something works, because sometimes you end up with an unintended result and you create something completely unique, you know?
Yeah. That's what one of my favorite bands is Brian Jonestown Massacre, and they used to just lock themselves in a room. They did everything themselves, you know, and it's one of my favorite recording stories to read for sure. So I'm glad y'all had fun at Hangout. I hope y'all had a killer set. I'm sorry the heat is so bad.
Yeah.
I know. hopefully you'll be back again. And yeah, congratulations on y'all's new album, 3 weeks. I'm sure it's going to be huge. And I do love Tongues. Such a great song. And
so glad to
meet you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by. And hopefully we'll hear from you guys soon.
Awesome.
This is Joy Wave in the studio. I'm Mystic Marge. I'll be back a little bit on Hangout Radio.